95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. Hey, it's Friday. It clearly is happy hour. And Josh from SR Prod is clearly here with the Morning Hog Brew Review as we're in the midst of more great flavors for Oktoberfest. There are so many, and it's hard to cram them all into one show. So we're going to do like 9 or 10 shows.
Yeah.
But this is a great one because we're in September now. So now is the time to legitimately go run, get these beers.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't wait. So we had Terrapin, Oersteiner. Now we're going to hit our friends over there from Tampa.
Oh.
Big Storm.
Okay.
Ooh. And this is one of the beers they are known for. They've won a couple awards with it.
Yeah.
I think the big one was Florida Beer Fest.
Yeah. Sounds right to me.
I got to double check on that one.
I'll fax Tracy while we're doing this real fast, make sure.
Perfect.
Looks like an Oktoberfest beer.
Best Florida beer competition.
Yeah, well, look at that. I mean, it's a beautiful...
If I remember correctly, before I taste this, this one does have a little bit more hops up front. 6.4%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, way up front, yeah. It's in the front seat. It's leaning up in the dashboard. Yep. Yeah.
So this is almost a completely different beer from the last two.
It is.
Total oppo.
It's still... Definitely that Märzen lager because of the way it finishes.
Yeah.
But you are getting a lot more hop bitterness up front. Again, nicely balanced. So if you're not the biggest fan of Oktoberfest style beers, but you're a hophead, this might kind of get in your quarter a little bit and convince you to try some other ones, in that same arena.
Are you speaking directly to me, Riggs?
Maybe. Of course.
This is me.
Hold on.
Because it's got that roasted back,
mm-hmm.
but it's not way up front.
No, he was actually looking at me.
Oh, he was looking at you? You sure?
Yeah, he was.
I don't know. I mean, I was looking at
you both.
I can see.
I'm splitting the eyes there.
I mean, we'll go to the tape later.
Right.
But we could all agree that this is a spectacular beer, and Big Storm is doing it right.
Yeah, so this is available on draft, and so is Terrapin.
Really?
Oersteiner, I can't recall if we brought any in, can always check out our website to check.
To where we can find locations to get these great beers.
Exactly.
He means srprod.com/beerfinder. That's what he's talking about. True I know. And I knew. We talked about it before the show.
Yeah.
But it's great. And it's great in a can. I can only imagine you get a big draft stein full of this stuff and just go deep.
Speaking of which, the Big Storm can is actually a 16-ounce can. So it's a 4-pack, 16-ounce.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are in 6-packs. Oersteiner's in 6-pack bottle. Terrapin in 6-pack cans. They're all delicious, though.
Yeah, very delicious. You only have one 12-ounce can left.
Yeah, let's. We're going to depart slightly.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Kind of like we did last time.
All right. Why? Where are you taking us?
I'm going to take you to the further end of October.
All right.
Ooh. Oh.
Steve, what's the holiday on the last day of October?
Oh, Steve.
I'm going to try to put you up.
Halloween.
There you go. Look at that.
Show me Halloween.
Yeah.
Told you.
That's right.
Break you down and put you on
top. Spin the wheel and see what you win here, buddy. You win a beer.
Oh, sweet.
All right, cool.
So what beers are popular for Halloween?
Pumpkin.
That's right.
Pumpkin. All right. Yeah. I am so good at this game now.
Making a great comeback.
So much gooder.
This cat is rallying like a star quarterback in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Can you smell it?
I sure do.
Oh, my God.
So we got Dogfish's Pumpkin Ale.
Pumpkin, right?
Pumpkin. P-U-N-K-I-N.
I love that.
But there's a reason for that.
I think we had this last year.
Yes.
And the can is totally different.
Every year, the artwork changes on this thing.
I was going to say.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is our first year in cans as well. We've always had bottles.
Yeah. I don't remember this in a can. Wow.
Yeah.
It's ornate.
I don't know.
It is ornate.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, it's part of their off-centered art series. So definitely go check out their website or the YouTube video. You can check out the can. The six-pack wrap is actually even more intense. Very cool looking. It changes every year, so it's pretty neat.
I was at a place somewhat recently with a relatively fresh bartender, not a lot of experience under her belt.
Okay.
And she referred to, I asked, can I get an IPA, what IPAs do you have? And she referred to she says, we have a 90-minute beer.
A 90-minute beer.
And I was like, I know what that is. Dogfish. It's Dogfish, right?
So yeah,
I was
exactly.
I didn't want to tell her, so I was like, I'll take the 90-minute beer, please. And then I realized I'm just going to call it that from now on. And now I'll call this the Pumpkin Beer.
The Pumpkin Beer.
Yeah.
So
it's spectacular.
Like I said, it's spelled differently, right? So P-U-N-K-I-N. Pumpkin.
Hey, pumpkin.
Because of that pumpkin chunking contest where they chuck the pumpkins with that big medieval
arm.
Looking thing.
Yeah, it is a bit medieval looking.
Yeah.
Like a catapult.
Yeah, and they so that's what it's the name is after.
Okay.
This beer was first made in 1995.
Wow.
That's the crazy part to me.
Really?
Wow. Is they have been doing pumpkin beer longer than anybody that I can think of.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
And they
still
do
in high school.
Are they of the mind of tinkering with the formula each year, or is it just a label is different?
Sorry, my brain skipped a beat there. You said high school?
Yeah.
At 95?
Yeah, I was a junior / senior.
I was 9.
I know.
Okay.
I'm abstaining. I'm abstaining from comment right now.
That's
gonna
fair.
Keep drinking, Rick. Keep drinking.
The weird thing is I look older than you, so you win.
Yeah. It's all in the beard.
Thank you.
It's all in the knowledgeable beard. So what is it though about this? Because this again doesn't have like a thick pumpkin chewy flavor.
No, it doesn't.
But they are still using fresh pumpkin meat.
Yeah,
7%. So you would think it would be kind of a little viscous, I guess.
Hold on, what?
7%, Bubba.
Oh, hell, hold up.
Wowzer.
Hold on, Steve's doing
that's
the math.
My eyes are crossed.
A little bit of brown sugar in there, and then your classic pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, stuff like that. Mm. But, this is one of those beers everybody kind of looks forward to. We're not doing a ton of pumpkin beers this year because it's one of those weird things where one year everybody wants it, the next year they don't.
Right.
So I think the only ones are going to be Dogfish, Tampa Bay, and maybe one or two others.
Really?
So, if you see it out there, go grab it.
Yeah. I mean, don't waste time.
No, right? Not at all.
And he's I think Josh, if he were to be speaking right now, I am though, would tell you to go to srprod.com/beerfinder.
I would.
And find some of these beers, right?
Is that fair? You're inside my
That's
head.
That's fair.
Yep. Okay.
And as we get closer to football season, because by the way, next time we talk, we will already have one game in the books in the NFL season. Yeah. That means our Morning Hog Fantasy League will be active. Our touchdown throwdown fight will be active.
Seahawks will be 1-0.
Right. Well, no, wait, they don't play on Sunday. You're fine. You're good.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you got plenty of time. Yeah. Well, these are great flavors to enjoy, again, for the rest of the year or until supplies last.
That's right.
So get them soon. Well, Josh, we love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.